Carbohydrates are an essential food component. Carbs are one of the three macronutrients we consume daily. And if carbs could talk, they would ask everyone to give them a break. The idea that carbs can make you fat has been repeated many times. It feels true to most of us. Here to help us break down the truth about carbs is health contributor, business owner, and personal trainer, Jerry Blaze. Jerry, how are you doing today?
I am doing magnificent.
Well, carbs get a bad rap. Now, most weight gain is often blamed on carbohydrates, but we need them to function, don't we?
That's correct. Carbohydrates are a very essential macronutrient. It's just that some people genetically are more insensitive to carbohydrates, and some people burn them up really fast. The problem is, or I should say, there's a wide diversity and difference between the different types of carbohydrates. There's not all carbs are created equal.
Now, what types of carbs matter the most?
Is there a difference there? There's a huge difference. If you're trying to lose body fat, you have to really keep into account the amount of starchy type carbohydrates in your diet. Now, there are, as again, I said earlier, there's three different types. There's fibrous carbohydrates complex, there's starchy type carbohydrates, and there are simple sugar type carbohydrates. We need to consume them at certain times, and we shouldn't consume them at certain times.
You know, we hear it all the time. People want to eliminate carbs altogether. Yeah, I have to assume that that is bad for the body.
But believe it or not, you don't need carbohydrates in your diet. The problem is that because we have a vast and large, endless amount of fuel stored in our body called fat. So you can go long periods of time, months for that matter, without any carbohydrates. The problem is it's not sustainable to the average person. It's not unhealthy. It becomes unhealthy when the person isn't consuming enough water and so on, because you will drop lots of water weight from cutting out carbs out of your diet.
So carbs really aren't the culprit. It's more or less the calories that people eat.
It's mostly the caloric intake. It cannot be over a maintenance level of calories. You cannot consume more than you burn. Also, second to that is the time you take those carbohydrates. You do not want to be taking in or eating pasta or rice or starchy type carbs at nighttime when you're just going to go to bed in a couple hours and it's just going to not be used and it'll be stored as body fat.
Okay, so now I want to change topics here. So love it or hate it, we're going to talk about the cardio comparison.
Yes.
Which workout routine is best for your body and for your goals? I have to assume like certain things work better on certain areas.
As far as cardio is concerned, there are differences in types of cardio. There are differences in the intensity levels of certain cardio. In the grand scheme of things, all types of cardio work with burning body fat, but some are more immediate and some are more long-term.
Okay, so hence the term HIIT cardio and steady state cardio. Can you explain to us like what the difference is between these?
Yes, the differences are HIIT cardio is an acronym for high intensity interval cardio. That means that you're doing a shorter, usually half the amount of a long steady state session. You're doing a shorter, more intense session, getting your maximum heart rate up, holding it for periods of time, and then during times of slower. Whereas long steady state is more long, consistent periods of time at a lower heart rate, and that, believe it or not, burns the most consistent body fat. When you go with HIIT cardio, the higher the intensity you go, the more you're going to tap into now stored muscle glycogen. Then it becomes more of a 50-50 mix between fat and muscle fuel.
Now, for somebody who is just joining a gym, who would benefit best from, like, the HIIT cardio? Would that be more of, like, a high school athlete or somebody who's, like, competitively racing? Or is it more for somebody who's just trying to lose that extra 10 pounds?
If you're just starting out or the average person just starting out, you would best go with the long, steady state cardio, because You get more of the cardiorespiratory benefits and fat burning by doing so. A younger, more advanced level athlete, young athlete, competitive athlete, gets more out of the high intensity interval training cardio because it's more intense, it's shorter, you can implement it into your workout programs and so on.
When all is said and done, consistency really is the best, regardless of the cardio.
No matter what you're doing, no matter what type of cardio, no matter what type of weight training program, no matter what you're doing, consistency is the key to the universe.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge on this with our listeners. Of course, we're going to post the information, but how can people get in contact with you? Do you have a specific email address or website?
I have my own personal website. It's called Blaze Bodies. We'll put on the on your website. Other than that, you can find me at the best workout health club on the planet at the Salem Athletic Club in Salem, New Hampshire.
All right. So your final thoughts for those who are ready to get on board and start working out.
My final thoughts and best advice I can give you is to start today. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't put it off till Monday. Don't come up with excuses. Like, join a health club or some sort of place that makes you leave the house and get you out and makes you exercise, and do that every single day.
Thank you so much, Jerry. You have a good day, and I will talk to you soon.
Absolutely.